me a second, man. Let me try.
Blog Talk Radio.
Give me a second. Live. It's a great way to start the show and shit. Oh, for some reason the display is smaller than.
It's not working.
Yeah, no, it's. I just gotta fix the display. I just gotta shrink the. Oh, give me a second. Let me shrink the resolution and shit. Shit, 125. All right, that should do it. Wait, let me see something here. All right. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you're right. Fuck. Hold on, man. Almost there, brother.
Ain't no problem.
I'm just trying to find the button. Fuck, where's the button at? Says we're on air. There's an on air button. There's off air. Where did it? See, it seems like they changed their shit.
Or like they switched it around?
Yeah, hold on a second. Because I'm trying to. Where the fuck is that? I'm just trying to find that shit. It's like a, yeah, it should be like a little button and shit that says go live. Man, I see you. I see me. We're good. I'm just looking for that fucking button. Where the fuck is that button at? Hold on, man. Yeah, it's crazy. Fuck. That's just weird. Why? It's it. I know we're off air, but shit. I mean, we're on air, but I mean, we're not on. Hold on a second.
It's not showing.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. Let me. Because I see you, see me. Hold on, I'm gonna hang this link up and see if I can grab another. Let me open up another Hangout on air, and I'll send you the link. Let me see if this works. Let me see. Hold on, let's see. Hit this button. Hit that. It says join. All right, so we're off air. Hold on, where is it at? All right, off air email. Where the fuck is the live button at? This is okay, I see the chat. Where the fuck is the button at? To go live. Wait, Jesus Christ. Chat, screen share, cameraman, Hangout toolbox. Control room. Add apps. It says off air. How do you hit the button to go live? What the fuck? Oh, the car. One more thing. Shit. I'm trying to. Oh, yeah. Let me see here. Off air. Email. Group chat. Are you fucking dude? Where the fuck is the button? There's usually a live button. How do we go live before we just hit the button, right?
I don't know. Probably gotta Google it now. I'll be like, yo, what's up with this? That's why I hate when they be switching shit around.
Yeah, is
you be used to one thing and then they do some weird shit and then it's like.
How do you go live? Yeah, they changed a lot of shit around. Wait. Google ain't got us on air. Hold on, wait. Give me a second, LaCour. I'm just going to start another show. All right, look, I'm going to start a new event. I'm going to go live now. Let me see something. Create a new event. Let me see this. Let me see if that changes. If I go live now, what happens? Okay. Copy. All right, now we're good. We up now. Okay, now we live. Yeah, you know what? The start broadcast didn't show up on the other thing. So, yeah, so I guess we live right now. So let me see here. Let's go ahead and get the music going like we always do. And do this 53-second, this minute show. I think I got to give you a new link, though. Let me see if I can give you a new link and shit. Let me see here. It was weird, man. They just took that thing off, man. So,
yo, what's going on? What's popping? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So, listen, I'm gonna tell you how you can get a woman obsessed with you, how you get a girl to really, really be feeling you, right? So,
what's going on, everybody? www.manmindset.com. It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. You know what, guys? What I want to talk to you guys today about is attraction. And the thing for a lot of you guys is that you think you get a pass straight to attraction immediately. That's not going to happen. In order to do that, guys, you have to make sure you get curiosity.
The following is rated TV-MALSV. It contains strong language. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Welcome to the Dating Advice Hour with your hosts, Mr. Locario and Steve the Dean Williams. This show will teach you how to keep conversations going, how to be more attractive, more confident, more masculine, how to be better at knowing what to say to a woman and have a more satisfied dating and sex life. Mr. Locario is the bad boy of the dating game. BadBoyMembership.com is where you can go to step up your game, as Mr. Locario provides you with detailed step-by-step dating advice, audio-video tutorials every month. Steve the Dean Williams has been teaching men about dating, sex, and manhood for over 25 years, from building yourself to having the perfect marriage. His website is www.themanmindset.com. The call-in number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Take it away, guys.
All right, Ms. Carr, how you doing, big dog? All right, we're here, guys. www.themanmindset.com. Also, the badboymembership.com. We're here to read some emails to you guys and also answer your questions if y'all want to call in. The number is 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373 is the call-in number. Cario, who's going first, man? We only got 50 minutes, so who's up first, bro?
He's going first.
All right. All right, let me go ahead and go first. All right, so let me see here. It's a very interesting question we got here, man. Here we go. All right, Steve, I would like to this is a foreign guy, but he asked you a question. He's in Brazil, so I'm just kind of breaking it down. How relevant is a sexual past of a woman? I'm just trying to, because he said how a sexual past of a woman you would like to be in a monogamous relationship with. When dating a woman for a long-term relationship, is her sexual past or how many guys she's been with important? How many would be too many? And is her body count a good parameter of how faithful or how not she could be?
That's it. That's the question.
Yeah, that's the question.
Well, it's funny because it's always this is like an interesting question because this is always a discussion that's been happening, you know, in the game about like, you know, does the body count matter? Is she gonna, you know, some people believe like if a chick had a whole bunch of sex with a whole bunch of dudes, that means that she can't bond with you and it's going to be hard for you to have a relationship. Some guys don't give a fuck or whatever. My take on it is this, is that when a chick gets with you, right, it's your job as a man to manage that situation and create the type of situation you want with the girl. You understand what I'm saying? So a lot of times there could be chicks who feel damaged because of all of the encounters they've had with women, with men. And then there's other chicks who, you know, they've been with a whole bunch of dudes and they're just fine. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, when a woman is with you and she's supposed to be with you, you understand what I'm saying? She's supposed to do the thing she's supposed to do in that situation. You see what I mean? And she should know that she's supposed to do the thing she's supposed to do in that situation. But at the same time, as a man, you're still supposed to cultivate that situation in order to get her on the right track. So no matter what happens with a woman, whether she's been with 100 dudes or she's been with 3 dudes or 4 dudes or 5 dudes, whatever it is, it's up to you once that woman is, you know, your girlfriend or your wife or whatever, you understand? It's your job to upgrade her and create the type of woman you need in your life. So if she's up there doing a whole bunch of crazy shit with other dudes while she's with you, you understand what I'm saying? Then either you weren't doing what you need to do as a man to create the situation for yourself, or she's just the type of chick who is just so wild and crazy that you shouldn't even be with her in the first place. Because if we're talking about marriage and a monogamous relationship, what that means is that you've been with this girl for a while before she's even become your wife. So when a woman becomes your wife, that means that she's passed all the tests from dating to being your girlfriend to eventually becoming your wife. So that means that she would have had to have been with you for an extended period of time and actually doing the right things before she became your wife. You see what I'm saying? So the thing is, just because a chick's been fucking around with a whole bunch of dudes back in the day doesn't necessarily mean she's not going to be good in a monogamous relationship. Because remember, there's two different types of things that go on. When a woman is not in a relationship, right, she's going to have sex with men. You understand what I'm saying? She's going to probably have sex with multiple men. Why? Because she's not with anybody. You see what I'm saying? But when she becomes your wife or your girlfriend or she's with someone in a relationship, she knows, hey, well, listen, I got to switch it up if I want to maintain this relationship. So it's not this thing where women all the time are just going to be out of control because they've been fucking a whole bunch of dudes. A chick could be having sex with, you know, have sex with like 20, 30, 40 guys, then finally get into a monogamous relationship with a man. And this is like her first actual real relationship. And she'll just, okay, well, I can't fuck this up by fucking other guys. So she won't. You see what I'm saying? So it all depends on the chick. It also depends on how you manage your relationship. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I always try to tell guys it's important to understand that you'll never know how many guys a woman slept with. She's never going. Right. You'll never know the number. You'll never know the number. So the thing is, unless she's a porn star or someone that you know seen on video or something, That's one thing. But the average regular woman, you will not know how many dicks she's had. You'll never know, number one.
Right.
And like you said, and this is the thing that we always try to talk to y'all guys about is it's what she is when she's around you. It's how her behaviors and mannerisms are when she's with you. Because I believe not when you're in the meeting and dating phase, but when you're when you make her your girl, so to speak, or y'all move in together, or you get engaged, or you get married to her, whatever. She's a representation of your last name, and she's got to act and behave accordingly to your law. So all that having male friends and hanging out with other guys and all that shit, man, that shit, the thing that's funny with a lot of guys is if she's really into you, she will cut them motherfuckers off without you having to say anything.
Right.
The thing a lot of guys like they like, well, you know, I don't see why she can't have guy friends. Okay, well, that I don't see why she can't suck his dick as well. You know what I mean? So my whole thing is this. When she really respects you as a man, she's going to look. Women are going to have associates that they work with. You know, women are going to be around men that they work with. When they go to work, they go to work, and that's it. They don't put your business on the street. They don't hang out with the guys after work or hang out at the bar or like How I Met Your Mother or Seinfeld and all the other shit. They bring their ass right back home. But the thing is, what a lot of guys understand is that it's the question is what kind of man you are in this to me, Mr. Licario, because you'll never know her number. So that doesn't matter. What matters is what she's like when she's with you, because a lot of women exhibit whorish-ass behavior even though they are with a guy, man. What you got on that, bro?
Yeah, that's true. Like sometimes, and this is the interesting part. Sometimes a woman may have been in a few long-term relationships. So let's say you actually find a girl who has been in, you know, and you never, again, you never know if she's telling the truth. But let's say, for sake of argument, a girl's been with only two guys or three guys because she's been in long-term relationships in basically her whole life or whatever, right? So usually what happens is, like you said, even though they were in those long-term relationships, it doesn't mean that the relationships are that good. And also it doesn't mean that the girl in those relationships, you understand, wasn't sort of like being disloyal and doing little slick shit on the side. She may not have fucked other guys, but she's probably been entertaining other guys. You see what I'm saying? Because women also still love attention and all that other stuff. So you may have a woman who may not necessarily have slept with a whole bunch of dudes, but she has this energy where she's always inviting and entertaining male attention. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's one. Two, what guys got to understand is that there's a lot of women who aren't in who aren't in long-term relationships, meaning you have a woman who's 28 years old and she's been dating since she was 18. So that's like 10 years. And she's probably been in only one long-term relationship that lasted like two of those years out of the 10 years. So there's 8 years she's been sort of just single. You understand? And it's not like she's been single necessarily because she just wanted to be single. It's just she was single because she hasn't gotten into a situation where, you know, any guys wiped her up at that time. So while she's been single for 8 years, she's going to be fucking. You feel what I'm saying? So it's not that she's fucking a whole bunch of dudes because she just likes fucking a whole bunch of dudes. She's fucking a whole bunch of dudes because she hasn't been in a relationship. You see what I'm saying? So by default, most women, because you always hear women talking about, I can't find a good man and it's hard to find a man out here. There's a lot of women who aren't in long-term relationships. Therefore, they're going to be having sex. So by the time they meet you or you meet them or whatever, and you like the girl and y'all vibe and y'all cool and everything seems cool and you want to make this girl your girlfriend, understand that this girl has years upon years of being a single, sexually active woman. You understand what I'm saying? So for you to sort of be like, damn, well, there's no way that I'm going to be able to get with this girl is ridiculous, because the thing is this. A woman is as sexual and sometimes even more sexual than dudes in a lot of cases.
Yes. Yeah.
So the thing is that a lot of guys have this thought process of thinking that women are, because, like, for example, they'll say something like, well, you know, a woman gets pregnant, so, you know, she can't necessarily, you know, have sex because she can only have a baby in there and it'll be 9 months and everything. And what guys don't understand is women still have sex when they're,
when they're pregnant. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
they still fuck. Yeah.
Either way. So I think what guys got to understand, again, like I said earlier, just make sure the girl you're dealing with, who's your girlfriend or the girl that you're involving yourself with, make sure that she's doing the right thing with you. But what a lot of guys think is that she's going to be unable to do that because she had a whole bunch of sexual partners. But it's not really the sexual partners. That is not really necessarily about the sexual partners. It's actually about the experiences she had with certain men, which will make her or might make her not be able to bond with another guy. So arguably, a woman could have been with, let's say, 30 guys who she never had sex with. I'm just using this as a hypothetical. A woman could be with 30 guys she's never had sex with, and she could still be unable to bond with a man because
right.
of the bad experiences she's had with those 30 guys. So it's not necessarily just the sex. It's about the experiences that will leave a woman bitter and frustrated, which when she gets to you, she's going to be that bitter and frustrated woman. But again, if you are the type of guy who's on point, who can upgrade a woman's mind, who can really teach her something, who meets a woman and knows how to coach her to become a good woman to you, then she'll turn all that shit around anyway. So I don't care if a chick's been with a million motherfuckers. If I'm with her and we're supposed to be monogamous, I'm going to train that woman to be my woman. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And if she's not trainable, then I get rid of her. And then that's what it is. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, the thing is, and I just last thing I want to say is that you never ask that question. The problem is that's where a lot of guys go wrong. They be like, well, how many partners have you had? And then when she like say 50, he like, oh, you slut bitch. But again, you'll never know, guys. So I wouldn't even ask.
Right.
What I would say is this. Judge her off of the merits and the behavior she has around you. You can't stop her past. You don't know her past. Now, don't get me wrong. If you're dating a porn star, of course you're going to know how many motherfuckers she smashed on the videos. But the regular chick, they will never, ever divulge that information. You'll never know. Never. So you shouldn't even ask that question. Carl, you got it, man.
All right, cool. So this next question, it says, there's a really good vibe I'm getting with the girl I've been dating. We've been going out pretty much every weekend. I've been texting her and setting up these dates. I always initiate, and she always responds enthusiastically, and sometimes we talk about other stuff. This weekend, I won't be able to go out with her. Should I still text her? I don't text her every day, but I've been texting her every week. If I don't text her this week, then I'm worried that she might think that's weird and it might mess up the communication we've got going on. I plan to go out with her maybe next week or the week after that. I'm worried about what might happen if I'm silent for too long. So what's your thoughts on that?
This is why y'all lose. This is why you lose. You worried about hanging out with her. I'm worried why you keep going on dates with a motherfucker. Why are you going on dates with someone when the question should be is, well, when am I coming over? When are you coming to my place? See, this is what they do, Lucario. These guys out here, they sit around and they walk on eggshells trying to be, quote unquote, the perfect guy. Won't express what they want, won't talk about what they want to go for. So what they do is they become serial daters, taking her out to eat, feeding her, stuffing her mouth. And what did we just say in the last question? Do you think that she ain't fucking something? You don't think she's not putting a dildo or a piece of raw meat inside of her while you are out here buying her dinners and taking her out, and you worried because you don't, because she doesn't, y'all might not go out next week. Here's the problem. The problem is that you've lost. You listen, you are more of a friend to her than you realize. She is not attracted to you. She doesn't want to sleep with you or anything like that. She just likes your company. And I think a lot of guys don't understand that. They think that just because they're going out with somebody, they think they're dating a motherfucker. You ain't dating her. Y'all are not seeing each other. Y'all are two gay friends hanging out. Well, I wouldn't laugh too, Ms. LaCar. What's so funny? Anyway, no, y'all, I just want to say this real quick. Y'all are two individuals that, you know what, you're her gay best friend. Y'all are the best of friends, and y'all can talk because that is as far as you get. If I was this guy, LaCario, I'd cut bait, cut her off, and charge that shit to the game because he's already lost.
Real talk. Well, and the thing, you know, the thing that's funny is that he's worried about, you know, how he's looking to her in this situation. Because he's like, yo, you know, we've been texting every week. And if I, you know, I'm not going to be able to see her this week. And I'm, you know, should I keep texting her? And I don't want her to think a certain thing. And he's so invested and so concerned. And that's what's going to, that's the type of thing that's going to make him lose the girl. Because a woman is attracted to a man because of him being his own man and him doing his own thing. So if you in a situation, you should be thinking about what you're trying to do for you at all times, and then she follow that. It shouldn't be like, well, you know, I'm doing this because I want her to feel this way, or I'm doing this because I'm thinking about what she's going to feel. And then once you start doing that, you start losing the chick. The chick starts, you know, seeing you a different way, because what made her attracted to you in the first place was the fact that you engaged to try to get at her, because that's exactly what you wanted. You understand? When you saw her the first time and approached her, you approached her because you wanted to approach her, because you wanted to have sex with her, because you wanted to, you know, hit that or whatever it was. You wasn't approaching her saying, well, that girl across the street that looks cute, she seems like she might want me to come and talk to her, so I'm going to do that for her. You're not thinking about it like that. You're thinking, what do I want, and this is what I'm going to do to get it. Now that he started dating this girl, he's thinking, what does she want? What would she like? And let me try to accommodate her. Again, she started liking the guy who did his thing. Now you're turning into a guy who's not doing his thing and doing things for her. So eventually what's going to happen is she's going to stop being attracted to him at a certain point, because he's being way too accommodating and worried about her. So the thing is, if he's not able to hit her up, or he's not able to see her this week, be like, well, look, I ain't going to see you this week. You understand? Or you just hit her up when you see her the next time. Or what's going to happen is, if she's actually feeling you, she'll be hitting him up in a lot of cases, right? So he don't need to worry about none of that. So if she's feeling the urge to talk to him or whatever, she'll holler at him. So he could just lay back and do what he need to do. And if she doesn't holler at him, he could just holler at her whenever he get back from doing whatever he's trying to do. He's way too concerned about her, which is going to stop him from being that dude that is already his own man, but also the dude that she was attracted to in the first place.
Well, Lucario, they're not dating. They're just hanging out, number one. And number two, like you said, he didn't, in his little fucked up ass world, he's looking at the bitch saying, oh, well, wow, she's pretty. I can't wait to go on a date with her every week and hang out and talk about a bunch of nothing and let me interview her and all this stuff. Guys, y'all got to understand this. You only have a small window. Y'all don't understand this. You've only got a small window to show her that you are different from all the other losers, thirsty-ass guys that have no game, weak, sorry ass motherfuckers. You got a small window. And if you cannot show her that you are different from those guys, you get lumped in with those guys. The pedophiles, the creepy guys, the weird guys, the losers, all that. You get lumped into that. So then you become more of a resource to her, Miss Lucario, instead of someone she wants to get with. And that's all he's doing. Look. Anybody would take a free meal. I mean, my goodness. Wait. She's like, hey, how you doing? When is my next meal? That's all. When she talks to this guy, Lucario, all she's saying is, where are you going to take me out at? Where are you feeding me? How much are you spending on me? So then, in the middle of our quote unquote hanging out session, that I'm going to call Mr. Lucario and I'm going to say, I'm going to excuse myself, go to the bathroom, call Mr. Lucario, ask him what he's doing, and when can I go see him? And that's what a lot of guys don't understand. They don't get that, Ms. Lucario. They think that they've got chance after chance after chance. You, hey, look, if you are not getting her attention in that first week, Ms. Lucario, you might as well charge that shit, bro.
Mm-hmm. Right. Shit, I agree, man.
All right. Well, 515-605-9373 is a number if y'all want to call in. We got another 30 minutes left in the show. So let's go ahead and get to the very next message right here. All right. The next one is this one. Steve, I invited a girl to a concert my band is playing this weekend. She is also a musician and new to the area. We chatted for a bit, again, through text messaging and everything. But then she sent a message saying that my invite isn't a date, and that we're just meeting as friends because she wants to get to know other musicians. I met her on a dating site. How should I respond to that?
Wait, so hold on.
Shit.
So he met this girl on a dating site, and now she's saying that when they meet up, it's not a, the invite is not a date.
Well, just... Yeah. He met her on a dating site, and they checked text and chatted for a little while, and he invited her to go to a concert that his band's playing at. So he thinking as if this is going to be a sly backdoor way of dating her, but now she's letting him know that I'm gonna come, but I'm not coming for you. I'm coming to see other musicians because we're just friends. God, no talk.
What is wrong with these
man,
dudes?
Man, fuck.
Like, first of all, man, you know, you got to charge chicks like that to the game, man. Because if out the gate, a chick that you inviting to do something is talking about, oh, this ain't no date, we just friends and all this other stuff, she's not into you, man. You understand what I'm saying? She don't like you. She's not feeling you. It ain't gonna happen. So it's just a big waste of time. You understand? And so when you guys agree to deal with a chick who's saying, oh, we're just gonna be friends and this is not a date and this is some friendly shit, it's done at that point. It's like if you hang out with her and if you do anything with her, it's done. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like you guys have to refuse to be friends with these chicks and refuse to hang out or deal with women who will actually say this type of shit. So if a chick is like, oh, we're not going out, and this is not a date. We're just friends. We're hanging out. We're like, no, we're not friends at all. Like, I'm not your friend. So if you seeing me, we gonna be doing some shit. And if we ain't gonna do no shit, then stay your ass home. That's it. Like, it's so simple. I don't understand why dudes. It's like guys are so thirsty for chicks that they're like, I'll take anything, and then try to make anything. It's like, no, just call it a day, bro. I don't like. That's just and on top of that, furthermore, why are you even fucking like this is what pisses me off a lot of times. When I'm dealing with a girl, I don't want to hear you sort of dictating what this situation is. Like, how you telling me what we doing and what this means? No, you ain't. I'm letting you know what it is. This is what I'm saying. Like, if I hit you up and I say, yo, we go in here, we gonna be doing this. I'm making a plan, I'm letting you know what's popping, and I'm creating a situation. So there ain't no you coming up to me talking about, oh, this invite is not a date and and we just friend, like you ain't defining all of this shit. You understand what I'm saying? I define the shit as soon when I come and approach you and make shit happen, you understand what I'm saying? I'm defining this shit. You understand? Even if a chick is choosing you, even if a chick is checking you out on the street and then you go up and approach her, you're still defining the situation because the relationship doesn't happen until I approach you. You see what I'm saying? How the fuck are you going to say, oh, well, this is this, this and that? It's like, no, this is whatever it is because I'm creating it. And I'm saying what it's going to be. But these dudes, man, I don't know, man. But Steve, what's your thoughts on that shit?
Well, you know what, Cara? I got to give her a little credit here. I got to give her a little credit. Let me tell you why. Because she's letting him know that you are not attractive to me. You have no game. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. And you can't handle a woman like me. So, of course, just like the woman that's going to take your dinners, that's going to take your meals and all that other shit, she's just letting him know from the get-go, listen. I don't mind hanging out with you because you're a great guy. But this isn't a date. She's letting him know from the get-go, but he should have, listen, he should have known this from the get-go. See, here's the thing, Mr. Cario. What do we always say this. The one thing that the majority of these males do is lie to themselves, and they try to make something more than what it seems. Mm-hmm. He knows that as soon as he started talking to her on his site and started texting her and all this other stuff, like normal guys, it's like, hey, Charlotte, what are you doing? Hey, Charlotte, how's your day? Hey, Charlotte, how was work? Hey, Charlotte, what are you doing right now? Oh, hey, Charlotte, is the grass green and the clouds blue? He's boring. So then he gets the nad again after a while to try to ask her to go out. But see, the thing about this chick, she's looking at the big picture. She's a musician too, so she wants to be around other musicians, a.k.a. she's looking for another lead singer in another band to fuck. That's all she's doing. Again, they chatted, and this is what I don't understand. If you are not trying to get to your point, or you can't show her that you are again, it goes back to being different than everyone else. That's all they did, Lucario, is just chat. So what I'm doing is I'm giving her the credit for saying that this is not a date. But here's the big problem I have, Mr. Lucario. The fact is, she's telling him that this isn't a date. And the problem he is still having is, how do I respond to that? The fact that he's asking, how do I respond to her telling me that this isn't a date, even though he met her on a dating site? That goes to show you why she said it's just a date. What you got on that, man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, this dude, it's crazy that he would even take this seriously. You understand what I'm saying? That he would even give this chick the time of day. You
right,
understand?
Because
to me, any, first of all, any type of situation like that, right, off the bat is sort of disrespect anyway. You understand what I'm saying? The fact that we're talking and I'm like, yo, come through to here, we're gonna make this happen, and then you just out of the blue just be on that BS. So either one of two things is happening. Either you're that type of chick who's just on that type of bullshit, and that's just your energy and your personality, or two, you see me as some type of lame, you feel what I'm saying, where you think you could do that type of
right.
Stuff. You say that type of stuff too. But either way, either one of those ain't good anyway. So it's kind of like, you understand, if you know, me personally, I would have just charged into the game at that point. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, if you still trying to get at it, you have to tell this chick, like, look, ain't none of that friendship popping off. And if we seen each other and we fucking around, this is what's going to go down. But other than that, overall, it's like you got to look at how it's kind of like on some disrespect shit where she would even come at you like that in the first place, especially on a dating site. Like, you're on a dating site and the chick is telling you, well, this ain't going to be no date. Like, that's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, that's ridiculous.
All right, we got a call in the queue. Let's bring him in real quick. Area code 323, what's your question, sir?
I don't got a question. This has got Juice and Steve and Lucario understand what you're saying. It's like when a dude takes a girl on a date and he do all that dating, and then the girl gets mad at the end because he just said, oh, I want to smash. Instead of saying that, I mean, instead of taking her on a date, he could have just said, I just want to smash, and then she'd be like, oh, okay. Then she changed her whole mood instead of you taking her on a date.
No, God, you, no. See, that's what y'all got. I keep trying to tell you guys, you don't have to say we want to fuck. She knows you want to. As soon as you speak to her, she knows you want to fuck. So you don't have to tell her something that she already knows. You got to show her why she should fuck you instead of everybody else. You don't need to tell these women, let's fuck. What you got to do is show her through your mindset, your behaviors, and how you are as a man that you're different from everybody else. Lucario, what you got on that, man?
Well, and the thing I think, because I think the thing God Juice is saying is that some dudes, they'll pretend they want to, you know, date her and do all this other stuff, but they really just want to smash. You know what I'm saying? But like you were saying, Steve, is that just in general, if you are trying to smash, you understand what I'm saying? That should just be your whole vibe overall. You know, you could say it within what you're doing, but you know, it's not really necessary all the time. If the vibe is already there and is right, and she can see and she can sense it. Unfortunately, the only reason why I think some guys will want to say it is because sometimes if you're not careful, and this is what happens with a lot of dudes, is that a chick will try to play up that she was like, she'll try to play dumb and act like she didn't know you was trying to smash. You know what I'm saying? So she'll be like, oh, I thought we were just friends. I thought we were just hanging out and blah, blah, blah. And then the guy is like, you know, he was trying to give off that vibe that he was trying to make it happen. But if he's giving off the right vibe, she'll already know anyway. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like a tricky thin line between both situations where it's like, you can give off that vibe, but then she'll act like she's playing dumb, like she didn't know you were trying to smash. But then sometimes you say the shit to the chick, you understand what I'm saying? But then you say it after you were giving off the vibe that you weren't trying to smash. You were just trying to be friendly on a date or whatever. So a lot of times what it is that it's just about being clear. So you either got to be you got to be clear with your words, or you got to be
clear. There you go.
Send a clear message. Sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, thanks, God Juice. Appreciate it, brother. We'll throw you back in. All right, Kari, you up. Guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number.
All right, so this one says, I recently became reacquainted with a woman on social media that was a college classmate of mine 25 years ago. When we were in college, I was very interested in her and made her aware of my interest in her. At the time, she put me in the friend zone. 25 years later, we became Facebook friends, and I eventually direct messaged her and asked if we could get together for coffee. We exchanged numbers. This is my question. How do you go about reigniting interest from a woman who you were friends with back in the day? How do you let her know of your direct intention?
All right. Wait. Reunite? Wait. Sir, when you say reunite, that means that there was interest 25 years ago. 25 years ago, there was no interest. And the only reason she probably is going to be interested in your ass right now is because the wall has already hit her. Her eggs are dried up. Her pussies probably look like chewed up meat. She's probably gone through a lot of guys, a lot of husbands, a lot of boyfriends. And now what y'all guys got to understand about these women is that what they will do is most women will fuck and suck dick from, I'll just say 18, even though they're doing it lower than that, teen to fucking 29 or damn near 30. Then all of a sudden they get this epiphany, Ms. Lucario. Oh, I got to find me a husband because I want to have a baby and all this other shit. But here's the weird thing, dog, Lucario. He said, this is why I hate you motherfuckers. Let me again. I didn't know too much math, Lucario, when I was growing up. I mean, 3 is a magic number. You know, I was doing that like high school, that schoolhouse rock multiplication. But let me do something. Let me add this up. They were in college, Lucario, so that means she had to at least be 24 or something like that, right? This motherfucker said 25 years later, meaning that chick is in her 40s damn near going on 50. Why do you men scrape the bottom of the barrel when you guys can be messing with 20 and 30 year old chicks? Why do you, you know why, Mr. Cario? Because as you can tell, he don't know how to talk to women, so he's going to take scraps and all this other stuff. There was never any interest, Mr. Cario. She never had any interest. And now what he's going to do, last thing I want to say, is that now he's trying to get some sidebar pussy. But all he's going to fall into is another sidebar friendship because there's nothing there, brother.
That's crazy. You know, it's interesting that it's weird because to me, and this is just overall, is that sometimes the fact that guys are asking these types of questions shows sort of the issue in their game overall.
Yes.
Because if I'm actually a man who's about his business, who's doing his thing, who's on his purpose, who's getting shit going, why would I even be worried about some chick 25 years ago that you know I was trying to get with back 25? Like, you know what I'm saying? If anything, the only reason I would even be giving her any attention or thinking about her is if she's hitting me up trying to holler at me and trying to make something happen. Then maybe I'll be like, all right, I'll see her here and there. You know, I'll see her next week if I got some time. I'll fit her into my schedule. We'll probably, you know, smash if I feel like it should be that energy. Like he should be having so much, you know, hotter, sexier chicks that he's dealing with right now. He should be on point with, like, he should have so much shit going on that he almost done forgot who this woman was. Like, I'm like, damn, you still really taking all this time and energy for a woman that friend zoned you 25 years ago, and you're worried about reigniting some spark that was never there in the first place, and you're still thinking about her. You understand? It's like, because to me, look, you know, I'm actually friends with a lot of chicks on social media that I probably went to school with, chicks that I knew from back in the day and all this other stuff. And most of these chicks, you know, they not as hot as they were when I knew them back then. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it, you know, they it's just a whole different energy. So I'm like, you know, and I'm on to other stuff. So why would I just be falling back to some fucking chick I you know, I was, you know, friends with in high school? Like, it's just because, again, you should have been you should be a different man now than you were 25 years ago. Right? You understand? You should have learned different things. You should be on a whole different wavelength. Like, so it's almost like you're still, it's like he's still stuck in what happened 25 years ago. You understand? He's still stuck on that, which means that he hasn't elevated his mind. Because if he elevated his mind, he wouldn't really be thinking about no chick from 25 years ago like that. You understand?
Well, Lucario, I looked it up, and the cost of a first stamp, class stamp back then was 29 cents. The cost of regular gas was $1.11. The cost of a dozen eggs was 87 cents, and the cost of milk was 288 cents. And last, but I want to say, as far as movies back then, the top grossing movie back then was Forrest Gump, and The Lion King was right behind them. This is why y'all. I don't mean to fuck with y'all, but this is why y'all motherfuckers lose, man. This is why y'all lose. Because y'all thinking, 25 years, man, look, why, hey, Lucario, I don't even want to talk to you. Because all you're going to do is sit there and show me all your grandkids and show me all your kids' grandkids and show me shit that I don't give a fuck about. So that, but see, you know what he did, and this is a lesson all you before we throw it to Lucario. I guess it's my turn. The lesson for you motherfuckers is this. You think y'all got tomorrow guaranteed to you motherfuckers, and here you go. This guy, 25 years of not getting pussy, not getting women, not manning up, and then all of a sudden he's getting a broken down pinto of a jalopy at, friending him on Facebook, and he wants to, hey, Lucario, he wants to know how to do it? Man, get the fuck out of here, man. Anyway, so The number here, guys, y'all want to call in, 515-605-9373 is the number. We only got 10 more minutes left in the show, 515-605-9373. Let me go ahead and read the next email. It's very simple but hard. Steve, it's very simple, but many guys have a hard time about this. Hold on, what the fuck? Give me a second. All right, so what he's saying, I don't know what he said. When it comes to women, I always have these anxiety feelings. Okay, I missed a part. He's always got anxiety. And when he sees a woman, he always says things like, maybe she has a boyfriend, or maybe she's busy, or maybe she's, doesn't have time for me, or whatever like that. He says when anxiety comes in. Now, if you don't think about it, Steve, why is it an issue, okay? As soon as you start talking to a woman, all of a sudden you get nervous and everything like this. How do I get my mouthpiece correct, or how do I get my confidence up to stop worrying about what a woman thinks and just go about what I want to do, Mr. Licario?
Well, you know, just in general, you know, the reason why I think I would say this is that, generally speaking, a lot of dudes, the reason why they are nervous and anxious is because they're too dependent on the outcome, and they want a certain outcome to make them feel better about themselves. Like, they're, you know, a lot of times guys aren't talking to, like, they're talking to girls because they want to get the girl, but the deep underlying thing is they want to get approval from the girl so that they feel like a man. So they feel like, oh, I'm good enough, I'm cool enough, because this girl is validating me. You understand what I'm saying? So if you get rid of that validation, trying to get that validation, if you get rid of that, trying to fulfill your ego, then it's going to be easier for you to talk to the women. You understand? Because the thing is this, it's just like this. If you was in the street, right, and let's say you saw a guy, or even just some other lady that you're not trying to get with, and you walked up to those people and you asked them for directions because you was like trying to go somewhere, right? You're not nervous and you're not anxious really to ask them for directions, because you're not invested. You're not investing your sense of well-being, or you're not like your ego's not on the line for that. You're just like, yo, I'm trying to find Main Street. Yo, you know where Main Street is? They're like, oh, yeah, it's that way. You're like, all right, cool, thanks, whatever. And you keep it moving. But when you're talking to a girl, you're like, damn, you know, I'm scared she's going to reject me. And if she rejects me, that means that I'm not cool, or I'm probably ugly, or she's, you know, or I'm scared to go and approach her because what if she laughs at me? I'm going to feel embarrassed. And so you got all of these things attached to the interaction that you're dealing with the girl. So what it is that when you're approaching chicks, you got to get rid of your ego. You have to, you know, try not to attach your ego to the situation. You have to try not to be outcome dependent on the situation and looking for that outcome to validate you. You just have to look at it in a practical sense that I'm approaching her to try to get at her. You understand? And try to make something happen with the situation. And that's it. And if it happens, it happens. It doesn't, it doesn't. But this is, I'm just doing that to make it go down. So once you take all of that ego and take all of that validation out of it, then it's going to be easier for you to approach, and you're not going to really have too much of that nervousness and that energy there. Because every time you're looking for a woman to want to get with you, to fill your ego, or for you to have a sense of self, then that's the thing that's going to make you anxious, because you're saying, you know, it's like you feel like you got a lot riding on this. It's like, if I approach her and she rejects me, then that's going to mean something. That's going to be bad. That's going to not be good. It's going to, you understand what I'm saying? And then on the flip side, even if you do approach her and you do get her and you're all excited and happy that you got her, that's also still not that great, because now you're trying to fill your ego up with that situation because it happened in the way you expected it to happen. So you want to be sort of like on the middle ground, right? Like right here, where it's like, well, if it does happen, it's cool. If it doesn't happen, it's still cool. But I'm just doing this for, you know, to make it, to see what can go down, but not necessarily attaching my ego and all this other stuff to it. You feel what I'm saying? But Steve, what's your thoughts on that, man?
See, the thing I want to use, I guess I want to use a football analogy when I connect these dots, because Mr. Licario, I think what happens is that, and I'll use a guy that wants to be a great wide receiver, okay? What he does is he does the one thing that most guys don't do. He's got drive, determination, and passion to be great. Let's just take Jerry Rice, for example. Practicing, working on his skill, working on his craft, to a point where you say, I don't care if it's the biggest game of the year or the smallest game of the year, you put me in and you throw me the ball and I'm going to catch it.
Right.
Why? Because of the work that I do on the back end, the hard work that I do that no one else sees. While everybody else is sitting around, I'm running up hills. While everyone else is taking time off, I'm catching balls. I'm doing the things that no one else is doing. So it's not a thing of when you're going to put me in the game. It's when I get in the game, I'm fine. I have no worries, no fear. No, he just throw me the ball. That's all I'm at. Throw me the ball, and I guarantee 99.9% of the time, I'm a damn near catch that damn thing, okay? And the reason why I'm saying this is because him, like the majority of these guys out there, they want all the accolades that come with the hard work that men like us do, but they don't do the work on the back end that it takes to get the accolades.
Right.
See, these guys want to get the everybody wins a trophy sidebar way of getting women. These guys don't talk to women. These guys don't put any work into themselves. These guys don't do anything to make themselves better at talking to women, because the thing is about confidence is the work that you do on the back end. And as you can tell with the majority of these guys, they're not doing any work on the back end. They're not trying to get themselves better. Like, for instance, I've always said, even these shows and your show and my show and all this are just crumbs, because the real shit is the Bad Boy membership. The real shit is the man. Right. That's the real shit. But what these guys do all the time is they'll take the little things that you say and I say, and they'll try to put it all together, and then they'll try to go out there without any dedication, passion, drive, or discipline. So then, of course, when you see a beautiful woman, you're going to be scared and intimidated and worried and making excuses. Because, again, Licario, it goes back to the first thing. They are constantly lying to themselves. They don't really want women because they're not doing what it takes to get women. You see what I'm saying, bro? They're not doing those extra steps. Now, do you have one more email, or was that it?
No, that's it. We
good. Okay, yeah, but okay, the last thing I want to say, Licario, is this, is that they are going to continuously fail at this if they'll continuously fail as long as they're doing the same thing, because these guys don't want to win, because winning isn't sitting on the sideline. Winning isn't, Licario, listening to this show. Winning is investing in yourself. Winning is working hard on fixing what you need to fix. That's what these guys don't do. So, but we got about a minute to go, so we're about to wrap this up. But go ahead, Licario. Give me your information and stuff, brother.
So, guys, remember, go to badboymembership.com. Join the Bad Boy Membership. Also, make sure you get this book, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, ebook, hard copy, or audio book. Go to MrLicario.com. And also, make sure that you guys follow me on Instagram at RealMrLicario, all right?
Yeah, also, I think we're going to be doing another show in another hour with Rosebud. And if we don't do it on the art of losing, we're going to do it on probably – if we don't do it on the art of losing at 1 East, we'll do it at 7. But I think we're going to do another show in an hour. If not, we'll definitely do it at 7 East and stuff like that. Anyway, man. Hey, Licario, man, as always, we'll chop that shit up. We'll get back with everybody next week, and everybody else, tune in. We should be going live in another hour, if not at 7 East. All right, Licario? So we out this bitch, man.
All right,
guys. Y'all be good, man. Peace. 817.
Yeah, what's up? What's up?
817. All right, you got a quick question before I roll. What's up?
All right, so what do you mean? And by the way, this is Young Man's Club. But, so what do you mean by doing all the work on the back end, but none on the front end?
What I mean by doing all the work on the back end is conversation classes, learning how your mouthpiece works, learning how to text women correctly, learning how to make out, kiss, eat pussy, learning how to stand on principles, laws, rules, codes, narratives, learning how to speak with transparency, learning how to have clear, concise messages, and learning to be impactful in everything you do. That's what I mean.
Okay, so what do you mean about a front end? Because there's been times that I've heard you say that you don't do no work on the front end and you let them do all the work. So what do you mean?
What would do what on the front end and let them do all the work? What did you say now?
Yeah, it's been times that I've heard you say that you let the women do all the work and you don't really have to do much. So what do you mean? No.
I let you guys do all the work and I don't have to do anything.
Oh, okay.
You guys do the work. The women don't do. Okay. So what happens is this: the women are so sick and tired of weak, soft, cupcake ass males that when they meet a real man, they're faster to move. Now, again, if I don't know if you watched this week's video, I'm gonna try to get him on tonight. But there's a guy that was trying to. He was talking to a woman for a week. He got with Uncle Dean. We sent two text messages to her, and guess what? She cut the bullshit, and she's like, "Let's get a room," and he smashed her. That's the difference.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. It happened. But no, what I'm saying is, you guys don't know. What I'm saying is, here's the thing, 817. You guys don't understand women. You don't understand their emotional aspects of women. You don't understand what gets women turned on. You don't understand how to present yourself to women. Those things.
It's like this. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you, Steve. I get women, you know, but it confuses me, like, exactly why. Like, I understand what works, but I'm not sure how they're wired. In some situations, it can be confusing. But I've always had women, though.
Well, but anybody can get a woman. Dog, getting a woman is like getting a cup of water. In this day and age, if you don't have a minimum of 5 to 10 women with the internet and how women are throwing pussy, y'all ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
You ain't doing nothing. If you don't have a minimum of 5 to 10 women all over the world, whether it's in state cities, you ain't doing shit. Most of y'all can't even get one. So
yeah,
All right, man, get the fuck out of here, dog. You ain't got no motherfucker. Stop.
Hey,
look, y'all, listen.
I got receipts.
Listen. One thing you know about us is don't come on this motherfucking line, because if you know I check that shit. I can tell you ain't got 10. Don't come on here lying like that, dog. Don't come on here lying, dog. Please, not today.
Hold up,
2019. Don't come on here lying. If you had 10 women, why the fuck are you calling into the show? Because you just admitted that you ain't got all those things. So how the fuck are you going to tell them? Come on, dog. Stop that shit, man.
Well, not the way, but it's the understanding. Like understanding exactly why they do the things that they do.
No. That's your problem. That's why I know you ain't got 10 women. Because you said the statement wrong. Say the statement again. What did you say again? You don't understand what?
Understand.
Why what?
Why they do
the things that they do. Right. Instead of the right question is understanding why it is I allow them to do the things that they do. See, that's how I tell y'all motherfuckers. Listen. You don't have to lie to me when you how many times did myself and Rosebud and everybody tell you guys? As soon as you open your mouth, you tell me your story. You not just with me, but with women. But the fact that you're trying to sit there and say that You can't understand why they do what they do? They do what they do because you weak motherfuckers allow them to do the shit. That's why they do what they do. Now, wait, let me back this
like,
up for a second. Wait, when you say they do what they do, are you saying what they do to all guys in general? To other, what do you mean by what they do, what they do?
Well, no, like why they like things that they like? Because, you know, it's not necessarily about what a guy has and all this other stuff. And I was one of the dudes that didn't have stuff, right? But I always had women, if that makes sense. And I had a better relationship with women than most of the dudes did who had stuff. And I understand it was personality, but, you know, I'm a little bit older now, and I don't know how – I'm not sure of how the older women like the stuff that they think and
Wait,
what
sir,
they
sir,
prefer.
Sir, when you say do what they do you mean?
Like why they choose certain dudes over others, you know? I don't know.
Why do you think? Wait, stop. Why do you, if you, okay, what is your favorite hamburger joint?
Whataburger.
Okay, if you had a choice between Whataburger and fucking McDonald's, which one are you going to go to?
Whataburger.
If you had a choice between Whataburger and Burger King, which one are you going to go to?
Whataburger.
Why? The reason why is because the quality of food there is much better at Whataburger. So when you weigh out the two hamburgers in your mind, the Whopper compared to the Whataburger, right? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, damn,
yeah.
The Whataburger is juicier, it tastes better, it's got blah, 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 blah. Whereas the Whopper is not as good. That's why they do what they do, because your value ain't shit. That's why they choose. Listen, women only going to – look, women can't fuck every guy out there. It goes back to nature. They're going to choose the top guy. They're going to choose the most valuable. And guess what? Sometimes they will choose beta alpha. And there's a such thing. Hear me out. Most women will choose a beta alpha. You know what that is? That's a beta male that is the top of the betas, a beta alpha. They will choose that guy. That's why I'm telling you guys, y'all can fuck as betas. Y'all can get women as betas, but here is your problem. There is this door and window that she is looking for a real motherfucking man. She will settle with a beta alpha, but she will fucking look for something better. 208, I'll bring you in 1 second. I'm going to do a few more, but that's, you see what I'm saying? 817, does that make any sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Here's your next problem. And this is why I keep, y'all tell me those stories. Again, what does her choosing of other guys have to do with you, sir?
None.
So now do you see why? Now do you see where you're telling me stories? Your story, because why do you give a fuck what she think about the other guy? Why do you care about why she chooses other guys? Why do you care?
Nah, it wasn't necessarily about other guys, because I'm not the jealous type of dude. But it was just like I'm not sure like why they like me or where their motives could come from.
Wait. There you go. Look, you're not sure why they like you. Come on, man. How old are you, man?
I mean,
how old are you?
I'm 18, but I'm saying like.
Okay. Young man. This is why you need to learn more about yourself. Because if you sit there using a statement, I'm not sure why they like me, and you sound like the kind of guy, and I bet you've done this. While you on the phone with the girl, you like, well, I don't know why you like me. And then you want her to give you a bunch of list of validating qualities in you of why she likes you. This is what, look, you're
like,
young right
I
now.
I did
so
that before.
I know you have, so I'm not going to be too hard on you because you're a young man. You're a young man. I'm not going to be too hard. All I'm saying is this is what I'm talking about on the back end. What you've got to know,
okay,
listen, you've got to know what you bring to the table, young man, okay? Now that I know you're 18, I got to be, 208, I'll bring you in 1 second. Now that I know you're 18, I got to be nicer to you because you're a young man. What I'm saying to you is this, You've got to learn what you bring to the table. You should never have to ask a woman a question of why you like me. What is it about me that you like about me? Because there are things that you should already have in tune with yourself to know why bitches have way. When I meet you, it's a wrap, because you know what? You've never met a motherfucker like me. Why? Because of this, and this. That's the attitude.
Yeah,
man, okay.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, I gotta be nice to you, young man. I gotta be nice. You 18. I thought you're a little older, so I gotta be nice. You growing, you still sprout, young man. So I gotta take 2-8, then I'm gonna wrap this up. But make sure you listen, young man. But look, keep working on yourself, man, okay?
All right, I got you.
All right, man. I'll throw your ass in, man. I gotta get ready to go anyway. Much love to you. 208, real quick. What's your question, man? What's up?
Hey, I'm just outside your studio apartment right now. I'm trying to deliver a pocket pussy and a fleshlight.
Okay, thank you. Hey, and I'm going to leave you on because hey, 208, look, man, I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
That's what you always listen to.
Hey, 208,
I got a question for you.
Wait, 208, 208. I swear to you, and I'm not being mean to you, I really appreciate you, man. Listen. Give me a moment, 208. Let me tell you. I know you came on here because you're trying to be funny and everything, but let me tell you something. Let me tell you why I appreciate you so much, man. I'm going to bring you back on before I roll. Let me tell you why I like you so much. Because what I want to do, everyone that's listening, real quick, what I want y'all to do, because I'm going to try to teach y'all something, okay? I'm going to try to teach you something. I'm going to bring him back on, and everybody listening, listen to his voice. That's all I want you to do, okay? Just listen to him open his mouth and listen to the first things that he's already said out of his mouth. You already know, but I'm trying to show y'all something. I'm trying to teach y'all something before I go. I want you to listen to his mouth. Listen to the tone, how he sounds. Listen to what he says, okay? Just listen to what he says, and y'all going to understand why I love this guy. I love this guy more than y'all guys. Now listen to him, okay? I'm about to bring him on, okay? Because he said he's outside of my apartment with a pocket something, whatever. But I just want you to listen to his voice, okay? Now, 208, go ahead and talk, man. What you want to say now, buddy?
I'm just not sure why you need both of them. Usually we just deliver one or the other, but, I mean, how lonely are you?
Okay, thank you. Hold on, wait, stop right there. Now, guys, do you see why I love this guy? Do you see the cry for help? Do you see that he was raised by a single mom or his dad was a punk? Do you see he has no idea how to talk to women? Do you see that for every woman that he gets with, he is giving to our economy? I appreciate this guy because guys like him have to buy the dinners. Guys like him have to buy the drinks. Guys like him have to sit around and ask a bunch of questions and hang out with women because he ain't getting pussy. But the reason I love him the most is because one day he's going to look up and find a girlfriend that's going to marry him, and she's going to be fucking a guy like me because she's going to be so weirded out and so creeped out by this guy. That's why, guys, I'm not mad at this guy. I appreciate this guy. If I can send this guy a thank you card or a basket of fruit, I would, because this is why guys like me win. I keep telling you. Guys, I want you one more time. I'm going to let you hear his voice. But when you hear his voice, think of why guys like me don't have to only do 10% of the work and why 98% of you motherfuckers do all the work for us. Listen to his voice one more time. 208, go ahead. What were you saying, sir? Let us hear your voice again. Go ahead.
What about my voice?
Okay, see? There you go. You see that? So all I'm saying, guys, is that You got to love them, man. Anyway, I got to get ready to go, man. Let's check and see if we're going to do a show. So if we do a show, we're doing it at the top of the hour. Outside of that, man, if not, we'll be doing it at 7 East. So I'm the motherfucking Dean, man. I will get back with y'all motherfuckers later, but I just, y'all got to learn this shit, man. Anyway, man, I will, I'll get back at y'all later, man. Let me see how the fuck I get this, this joint going. All right, man, I'll get back with y'all later, man. It's either going to be at the top of the hour or at 7 East. I'll post on Facebook to let y'all guys know or set up the show. All right, peace. Are we good to go for 12? I mean 10.
No, nigga, we ain't good to go. I'm just up.
Oh, of course you are. Okay.
What you up to, man?
Ah, shit, chilling, man. I think we're gonna do the show on the art of losing.
Dang, listen.
What's up?
I